Despite several attempts to secure financial assistance for the struggling Fitzpatrick nuclear power plant, no funding was included for it in New York's next budget. WRVO's Payne Horning has more on what that means for the future of the plant.
Central New York Assemblyman Will Barkley and Senator Patty Ritchie have both authored bills that would give Fitzpatrick's owner a $60 million tax credit, but neither were included in the budget, nor was a $100 million financial aid package to help pay for the cost of refueling the plant, which would need to be done this year. Yet Fitzpatrick's owner, Entergy, said even if those proposals were passed, they were not interested. But Ritchie says that does not mean it would have gone to waste.
That money still would have been something that could entice another buyer to look at.
The prospect of another company purchasing the financially distressed Fitzpatrick plant is something Barkley is working toward as well. Since announcing the closure of their Fitzpatrick plant last November, Entergy has repeatedly snubbed offers to help make the plant profitable. So Barkley says officials are now trying to be more proactive, meaning they are trying to use tax credits to entice another company to buy the plant.
So our goal is to try to find another operator and make it economically viable for them to continue the operation of the plant going forward.
Barkley says his $60 million tax credit could still be passed on its own before the state legislature adjourns this June. And the state's Public Service Commission, or PSC, is also working on an immediate financial aid package, as well as lucrative tax credits for nuclear power plants, both of which the PSC is expected to vote on later this year. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.